Good afternoon, Corina. How are you?
I'm very good, Noel. Thanks. How are you doing?
Okay. Now, this is the first of a series of free family-friendly events, Unravel. So give us an idea of this first, and we talk about the rest of them then.
Yep. Unravel is on in Kisley in this Saturday, Sunday, tomorrow and Sunday. And it's really an event that we're calling it an event which celebrates all things felt and yarn. So the, you know, the weather's getting a bit colder and everybody's pulling all their winter woolies to the front of the wardrobe. Mm-hmm. Kaislean traditionally has housed a designer market, and there's the designer studio there. So an awful lot of people working there have handcrafted goods, and there's a lot of designer knitwear. So we thought, as the first event for New in the Old City, it would be really nice to shine a light on that and to have a craft bombing event, basically. So we're putting a call out to people to come down to Kisley and to help us decorate the area with felt and with wool. And then there's free workshops where kids can get involved. They can learn how to knit. There's a big felt wall, so people can make their mark on that. And we're basically going to have lots of fun with felt and wool.
Sounds terrific. And is it going to be I know that there's been a surge of interest in knitting over the past couple of years as well. And this is to encourage it even more as well. I mean, it is an art in itself.
Exactly. It is, and I think you're right, there has been a revival, you know, people in all terms, in all types of craft, I think there's a real kind of interest and revival in that. So it's one of those things, you know, I know my own kids have actually asked me, you know, teach me how to knit, and of course I intend to, but haven't yet. So we have a family knitting stall, and you can come down, and that's for all ages and abilities. So, you know, it's not just for children. If you're an adult and you want to learn how to do a basic knitting stitch, mm-hmm. we have Diane from the Dublin Knit Collective, and she's an amazing knitter. She can do all sorts of fancy things, but she'll show us. It's from beginners right through. She'll show you how to learn to knit, or if you're already an experienced knitter but you want to know something about a particular pattern or stitch, she can also give you advice on that.
Okay, and it's all happening up around Cowes Lane, which is the top end of Temple Bar.
Exactly. It's kind of the Christ Church end of Temple Bar. And of course, you know, it's one of my favourite places in the city, actually. It has, it's the legendary Queen of Tarts is based there. So, you know, if you want to come in and do a workshop or take part in some of the craft bombing and then call into the bakery or the Queen of Tarts, there's lots of eateries, and there's loads of the traders will be there themselves from the designer market on Saturday. And on Sunday, all of the retailers are open as well. So Scout and Tamp and Stitch and some of the lovely designer retailers will be open both days.
Sounds like it's a fabulous family weekend orientation. And of course, you mentioned family workshops. What's involved with that?
Well, the workshops, Niamh Sinnott, who is a yarn bomber of note, she had been involved in FizzFest and has yarn bombed several areas of the city before. So she's going to be there to do some workshops with younger children where they can add to the spouting wall. And then on Sunday, we have a designer called Nikki Collier, and her workshop is called Felt Your Foe or Fear. Mm-hmm. And she's going to ask children to bring in old socks, you know, that thing that happens where they always, one gets lost in the washing machine. Everybody has an odd one or two lying around. So if you bring in your sock, your odd sock, she's going to teach you how to add felt to that, and you can make a little creature out of it. That's for children aged 5 or over, and that's on Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Well, listen, Corinne, if you find out what happens and how these socks get separated, in the washing machine.
It'd be
a great mystery to be solved. It really, really would.
Well, there's a good use for them now. Bring them down to Kisley and you can turn them into a little felted creature instead.
Okay. Or just wear boots and go around with odd socks for the rest of your life.
One
of the
That's other. It. Then no one knows.
A terrific one is the Good Yarn at the Gooda Bookshop. And it's for kids from 3 to 7. That's all about books to do with the same thing, yeah?
Exactly. That's on in the Gutter Bookshop, as you say, which is at the bottom of Kisley. So on Saturday at 11:30 and then on Sunday at 12:30, there is a story time for children aged 3 to 7. And that's going to be stories based about knitting and yarn as well. There's Bob there has all sorts of really fun books and stories about craft and knitting and yarn, and that's a story time free. All of the sessions are free, actually. The story time plus the family workshops we're talking about, they're all free of charge to people. Places are limited, so it is on a first come first serve basis, but the crafting workshops are running from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock in different sessions. So if you come down and it is full, you'll be able to get into a later session that afternoon.
Okay. Before I talk anymore, I'll get the Facebook page or the web page off you that people can look up for all these events, because there's some later on as well.
Yep. If they go on to templebar.ie, they will be able to check out the events under a tile called New in the Old City. And we're also on Facebook under New in the Old City, so people can get a full schedule of events with all of the times and the ages of the workshops there. Mm-hmm. And it's all part of an initiative which the businesses and traders in the Kaislean have put together, supported by Dublin City Council, called New in the Old City.
Okay, now you mentioned there twice, so I want to ask you about that the next, because that's not on for another 2 weeks, the 15th and 16th. So New in the Old City, can you give us an idea what the events there will be?
Yeah, so the craft bombing event on Ravel is first up this weekend, and then, as you've just said, on the 15th and 16th of November, we are partnering with Dublin Book Festival, and we have a pop-up library at the bottom of Kaislean for that. So it's really gorgeous. It's a fairy tale castle, and it's a little mini library in the set of the little castle, so children can come in. We have story time sessions, again, outdoors for kids, and they can also just have a cozy family kind of reading session. So we're going to have cushions and cozy blankets. And there's books that children can borrow. On the Saturday at 2 o'clock, the 15th of November, we're going to have a book exchange, so children can bring a book that they've had for a while and they're maybe a bit tired of, and they can leave it there and swap it out and take a new book with them. Mm-hmm. So that's happening on the Saturday. And then there's lots of other workshops and events indoors in Smock Alley as well. So there's kind of all things, lots of fun with books for that weekend on the 15th and 16th of November.
As you said yourself, it's a wonderful part of Temple Bar, right at the top, going up to Christchurch there, Cowes Lane, and because they have the designer studio there, but also the Gaiety School of Acting. That's just a few of the things that's up there as well. And there's lots of people interested in that, maybe even don't know it's there. So anyone that has young children, yeah?
They do. They have a full programme of events, and actually they're going to partner with us in December. We have another event called Gift, it's a celebration of giving. And the Gaiety School of Acting are going to run free taster sessions in drama for that. But they've just launched their spring programme, and there's lots of different workshops and events for every age, you know, really from really young children right through to adults. And as you said, they're a real anchor there. Our workshop area actually is just adjacent to the Gaiety School of Acting, just at the back of the Smock Alley Theatre on Kaislean.
Okay, now Unravel, that's this Saturday and Sunday, and then all the other events coming up to 15th to 16th. But you also have every Saturday, there's an area there that's host to Designer Mart. So that's every Saturday, yeah?
That's every Saturday, and there's all sorts of really lovely stuff there, which is all handcrafted and handmade by Irish artists. So, for example, this weekend we have Evelyn, and she makes handcrafted hats from tweed, Irish tweed, really woven in very beautiful colours. And she's actually hosting a little workshop at her stall, which is right at the top, the sort of Dublin Castle side of Kaislean. And you can go there and use a little mini loom. She'll show children how to make a woven loom band. They're all the rage at the moment, but she's going to show you how to make one from natural fibres. And then there's Scribble and Stone, the jewellers. There's beautiful illustration. Colm Dorries there with his pottery. There's really very, very lovely craft. And it's they're lovely gifts, and it's lovely to come down and buy somebody and have a chat with the makers and actually find out how they actually make the pieces. Really lovely to visit that. That's on every Saturday in Kaislean.
Yeah. And is it on all day every Saturday? All day?
From 10 o'clock right through until 4:30 or 5. Yep. So, okay. You know, all day long on a Saturday, yeah.
Now, it says Unravel is the first of a series. So does that mean this is an inauguration of this event? And it's going to be successful, so it'll be an annual thing, I'd say, in the future.
Well, hopefully. I suppose this initiative came from the local businesses and the community in Kaislean wanting to kind of shine a bit of a light on Kaislean again. And there's so much that kind of happens there, and so many lovely retailers. You know, we've mentioned lots of them already. So, yes, this kickstarts an event. There's going to be 5 or 6 events now, one each month. We've talked about all of the events running up until Christmas, and it will continue into spring 2015. We'll be announcing new events for January, February and March, just after Christmas. Mm-hmm. And the hope is, I think, that it will continue, and it's a bit of a draw into the area for people, and people kind of can come and experience all of the the good stuff that's down there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to congratulate you on this, and anyone else has taken part, but you're the project coordinator, because, I mean, Cowes Lane up around there, it's, you know, it's overlooked a little bit because it's nice and it's quiet, and all the artistic stuff that goes on up around there, it's done in a quiet way, but this is a way of bringing, shining a light, as you said, on it. So I'm sure it's going to be a great success.
Thank you very much. And, you know, it's actually the people that are already there, you know, so the people in the different retail units and the makers and designers, you know, it's these are their ideas, actually. We're just facilitating them being able to host this series of activities with Dublin City Council. Mm-hmm. So it's actually, you know, just we're all we're doing is kind of shouting about the offer that's already there. So it's really a credit to the businesses who are already working in the area.
Okay, people just have to look up templebar.ie and then look up New in the Old City or Unraveling to get all the details of everything that's happening both weekends. Is that right?
Absolutely. And if they want to bring down some old knitting that they have, or old scarves they don't wear, or their old socks, as we've said, we will find a good use for them in our craft bombing this weekend.
Okay. Thank you very much, Corina, for talking to us here on Air FM. Thank you.
Thanks, Noel.
Bye-bye. Bye. And that's Corina McGrail, project coordinator for those events that's happening, Unravel, which is happening this weekend, and then later on the 15th and 16th, New in the Old City. But just look at templebar.ie for everything. Sounds great.